What is going on, Headstrong Nation? Welcome back to another podcast. I apologize, you guys. I haven't done a podcast in a bit. We went to a music festival. Went pretty fucking hard. Pretty much spent this whole last week recovering. I mean, I was out of it, man. Feeling good now. Feeling back to it. So, want to hit you guys with a new podcast topic, which kind of stems from an Instagram post I posted yesterday. If you guys follow me on Instagram, first of all, I appreciate you. And second, this is where it's stemming from. And before I get into the podcast, guys, I just want to give a big shout out to our podcast sponsors, Cured Nutrition, MegaFit Meals, and Impact. All three of those, you can use code N. Well, you can't use code NK on Impact because I own it. But if you shop Impact Clothing, I would appreciate it a lot. But if you guys use code NK on either Cured Nutrition or MegaFit Meals, or you just use my links that are in the description, it does support me and this podcast directly. So if you guys ever feel like you get any sort of nugget or benefit from these podcasts, all I ask is that you pick up some amazing products and use my code to support me. And then also keep in mind that Project C is launching very, very soon, which is our drink cured cans. I'm really excited to talk about these. I actually don't think I have fully spoken on these on this podcast yet, so I'm going to do that real quick. What these drinks are, you guys, they're launching in a couple of weeks. If you guys go to the Drink Cured Instagram, it's drink cured, two words, exactly how it's spelled, or exactly how it sounds. You guys follow them, click the link in the bio, get on the email list, and you guys can win some free cases of drinks before the launch date. But the number one reason I made these drinks is because as a coach, as a mentor, as a whatever the hell you want to call me, I'm seeing one commonality between a lot of people and where they struggle. And that number one thing is caffeine abuse. And with caffeine abuse, we are seeing, you know, depression, anxiety, insomnia, low work output. We're seeing all of these at an all-time high. And I truly believe that the correlation here is the abuse of caffeine. So just habitually as human beings, we have a habit of staying up super late, drinking energy drinks, overstimulating our systems, putting our bodies in fight or flight response, and barely sleeping and then doing it all again the next day. And this is a habit of our entire society. So instead of trying to stop this habit, my goal is to replace that habit. So the goal is for all you guys, instead of one Starbucks drink or one energy drink, you replace either one of those with one of these drink cured beverages a day. Personally, I think two is better because obviously less caffeine. But what these drinks are is they are nootropic infused, CBD infused, super drinks. Basically, it's like a super drink and a superfood in a can. So we have nootropics in there to help with cognitive focus and mental alertness. We have CBD in there to help you de-stress, which makes the nootropics work even better. And then we also have a vitamin matrix in there to help naturally boost serotonin production. We've got 5-HTP, vitamin D, etc. It's a power-packed drink, zero caffeine, and it makes you feel incredible. Best thing about this, you're not going to get a crash, you're not going to need more caffeine, and you're going to lower the overall stimulants in your system, which will let you sleep better, which will give you more energy overall. And we can start seeing immediate decreases in insomnia, restlessness, moodiness, work output increasing, less anxiety, less stress. All of these things we can see as a byproduct of this, and I'm so passionate about it. So guys, go check out Drink Cured. This will be my official, you know, reveal of it on the podcast. And we'll dive in from there. So I made this post yesterday and it went off. It went pretty well. You guys did pretty good with that one. And the main thing that I kind of talked about here is us focusing too much on right now and not focusing on what we can get in the future. So we're not focusing on the potential future, and thus it's clouding our current focus. And people are always focused. This is just it's a metacognitive bias as human beings. We're focused on what we're losing or what we have to give up or what we don't get immediately. Immediately, that's what we focus on. Very seldom do we focus on the opposite end of the spectrum of what we're going to gain by making this sacrifice. We're under this illusion that sacrifices are not supposed to be made. And kind of just to preference or summarize what I wrote in this post, I talked about how people, you know, don't want to track macros because they don't want to, quote unquote, give up having cheesecake every single lunch, right? Every day for lunch with their friends. And really what they're gaining from monitoring their diet is more than likely a reduction in body fat and increase in overall neurological firing, right? You have more mental clarity, you have more energy, you're able to actually go and eat cheesecake, you know, say once a week and enjoy yourself instead of eating it every day and hating yourself. I mean, your whole world improves when we focus on bettering our nutrition and bettering our approach with food. And just people don't understand this. People are so focused on, I can't do that because I just love Cheesecake Factory so much. Like, you're telling me you love Cheesecake Factory more than you love actually feeling normal? But the worst part about this can go back and forth forever. Normal for us is out of shape, low energy, constant headaches, feelings of lethargy, not wanting to get up. We sit on the couch so long, we start getting a headache, so we take a nap, and then we wake up and we still sit on the couch, and then we order Uber Eats, and it's just nonstop. People don't want to give that up. What? On the flip side, people say they don't want to stop, or they don't want to give up going out every weekend and spending $100 to $200 on drinks because they just enjoy that time with their friends. And what they don't realize is if you give up, and this is dependent per person, but if you give up those weekends and you start taking those $100 to $200 and you start investing those $100 to $200, in a year or two, you're going to replace these weekend benders with all-inclusive vacations anywhere you want to go in the world. I truly don't think that anybody has it different than anybody, right? We all come, some people have it more privileged than others that don't get anywhere, and some people come from absolutely nothing and get even further. Regardless, we all start in a relative same spot when we're born, right? From a mental aspect, we all think the same way as kids. Through nurture and nature, right, our environment, those things shift and change. So it doesn't mean that we don't have the power to change them, but we have to understand that giving up things that we currently find comfort in is the only way we can elevate to a completely different side of the coin. If we want to, it has to be your preference. Because here's the thing, if you want to spend your hard-earned money working for somebody else, being miserable to punch that time card, and going out every weekend to drink because you don't like your life, and the only thing you look forward to is getting trashed on Friday and Saturday and being hungover all day Sunday, if that is your preference of the life you want to live, fuck anybody else. If you're happy and that's what you want to do for the rest of your life, then that's your choice, that's your preference, and that's what you should do. Now, I can't speak for everybody, but I think I speak for pretty much everybody. If you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to it for a reason, and you know deep down that is not a life for you. Yet we cling to it because we don't want to give this life up. It doesn't make any sense. We'll convince ourselves it makes sense. It's comfortable. We have this resistance neurologically, physiologically, or I guess psychologically, I should say, to giving things up. We don't want to lose anything. I don't want to lose out on this. I'm young. I should be having the time of my life. I should be enjoying myself right now. That's a bullshit lie you're telling yourself to enable your behaviors. Because it's so hard to choose to look yourself in the mirror and say, you're making all the wrong choices right now. Now let's look at it on the flip side. If you don't want to give up popping bottles every single weekend, if you don't want to give up investing your money, if you don't want to give up all these things, you're going to have to give up the other life. You may have to give up feeling your best, looking your best, having pinnacle health, laser focus, mental alertness and clarity like you've never felt before. You're giving up all-inclusive vacations anywhere you want to go in the world. You're giving up the health of the ability to be able to travel anywhere in the world. You're giving up the probability of you being able to fight off a deadly disease like COVID, right? Because the less healthy you are, the more susceptible you are to that death count. That's a choice. And you're making these every single day. But you're so focused on what you're giving up, you can't even fathom what it's possible for you to gain. We as human beings, another part of this post, nobody wants to say sorry. Nobody wants to apologize. Nobody wants to go out and say, hey, I was wrong. We have a massive cognitive bias as human beings to always want to be right. We don't even care about the truth. We don't want the truth. We just want to be right. So for us, we want to protect our egos more than anything. But we, just like anything else, we are forced, or we're not forced, but we have to. You have to. I'm telling this to you. You must change, grow, and evolve every single day. Like, you cannot hold on to this perception of yourself that you have. You have to just accept that you're going to have to keep giving up parts of yourself. You're going to have to start giving up being right all the time. You're going to have to start giving up not accepting that you're making bad choices. You have to evolve here if you want to be in a better position. You have to let go of yourself. In 5 years, your goal should be to be a completely different, better version of yourself. I love who I am right now, but I know for a fact, if I keep going the way that I'm going and I keep trying to have these hard, choosing, not trying, if I keep choosing to have these hard fucking conversations with myself, if I choose to put my best forward in my nutrition, if I choose to invest that money instead of waste it on a weekend popping bottles, I more than likely in 5 years' time, I'm going to be able to do all that, right? I will more than likely be able to invest money and also go out and enjoy myself and also go and have all-inclusive vacations around the world. It comes down to choices that we make every single day. And my choice is to do the hard shit now, so that I can get ready to do the even harder shit later. Because I think that we get confused and we start convincing ourselves that once this hard shit is done, then we're over it. There is no more hard shit. The hard stuff's over. And that, I've said this on multiple podcasts, that is absolute bullshit. The only thing in this life is hard shit. That's it. Nothing ever gets easier, ever, especially if your goal is to keep making better choices to progress you forward in your life, in your career, in your relationships, in your body, in your health, in your money. Here's the thing, guys. I'm not the type of person, and you guys know this if you follow me, I will not sit here and do the body positivity bullshit. I will not do it. I will not sit here and say, and this is my opinion, but it's my podcast, I will not sit here and say that this person who's working a dead-end job that's not going anywhere, who's wasting their money on alcohol every weekend, who's eating cheeseburgers, who's overweight and is not progressing anywhere in their life, I will not sit here and say that that's a life anybody should be living. If that's your choice, that's great. It's the wrong choice. We are not meant as a species to live like that. Human beings, we are the only species on the planet that has a literal craving for just everything. Like, we are such a curious and explorative species. We're not meant to sit and be in the same place over and over and over again. That's just not how we're wired in our DNA. Our genetics, everything that we're built towards, every way that we think, it's all based off of genes that were supposed to benefit us millions of years ago, not benefit us now, right? But yet, we're choosing the opposite. We are choosing mundanity. We are choosing laziness. We are choosing regret. We are choosing envy. We are choosing jealousy. We're choosing hatred. We're choosing everything that doesn't equal us moving forward. And hey, we see it all the time in social media. I don't know anybody who's focusing on being a better version of themselves that's going out of their way to make nasty comments on people's posts or talk shit about other people. Or, you guys know I love my Reddit fam. The Redditors starting Reddit threads. It doesn't happen when we are choosing a different and better version of ourselves every single day. And it's not easy. It's not. But it's also not easy to hate where you are, hate your life, and envy other people living that life that you want to be living. You were just too lazy and too blinded to actually make the choice to get there because you're convincing yourself that there's no way you can do it. If there's literally anybody on this planet who shouldn't be in a position like that, it's me. Straight up. I mean, You guys know my background. Trailer park, no money. I was a fuck up in school. I was class clown. Like, I had dead-end jobs. Like, something just snapped for me. I got sick of my own bullshit. I looked in the mirror. I hated who I saw. I hated who I was. I hated how I treated people. But I was choosing to do those things every single day. And it took me a good while to rewire those algorithms in my brain. Hell, I still fuck up. I do. You kidding me? Every once in a while, I'm like, yo, fuck that guy. Straight up. It happens. But making the decision when those happen to say, hey, that's who I was, and that's no longer who I want to be. And that's why I said, the version of me that I'm going to be 5 years from now, I'm so excited to meet that man, because I know it's going to take a lot of hard fucking work, hard conversations, and a lot of difficult choices to get to that version of myself. But he's going to be 10 times the man that I am today. And that's all we can ever, ever hope for, is to be 1% better every day. You guys know that's our slogan here, 1% better every day. And there's just so many different ways we can always turn that topic to make it true. It all comes back to that one principle of 1% better every day. So with this, guys, do I want some homework for you. Get a pen and paper out. Write every area of your life you're not happy in right now. And this is okay. Nobody has to read this but you. Write every area of your life that you're unhappy with right now. Now start backtracking it. What choice did you make to get there? What choice did you make to get to that choice? Reverse engineer this all the way back until you get the starting point. And then when you see that full finished segment from point A to point Z at the end, figure out where you need to make a different choice so that you stop getting to that position where you're unhappy. Another great exercise I want you guys to do, I just did this with a bunch of my mentorship clients. As human beings, we're meant to model. We're meant to model after people. There's no shame in having people who you look up to, who you want to be like. And you can take different parts of that. You can have five different people. You go, man, I look up to all five of these people. I really admire this person for this, this person for this. And you can pick each one of those points and model after that point of that person. You don't have to model about the specific person. But what I really want you guys to do is I want you to write down the pillars of who you want to be. What does that version of you look like? I'm going to read you what one of my mentorship clients, what we came up to with the pillars for her. Self-confidence, carefree, fun, disciplined, a good leader, a great listener, strong, a good communicator, someone who operates with self-alignment, healthy, a go-getter, thoughtful and patient, and empathetic. That was that version of herself that she said, this is the person I want to be. And I'm sure she's added more to this list. That was just on our call. And I said, great. Now I want you to take every single one of those pillars and write exactly why you're not that pillar right now. So why aren't you a good communicator right now? What choices are you making that are making you not a good communicator? What choices are you making that are making you not a good leader? What choices are you making that making you not a go-getter, not empathetic, right? Write how you are not being those things right now. And once you go back and read all of that, now you know where to shift your choices. And now you can start writing what choices you're going to make to be that version of yourself every day. And now you have somebody who you can model every single thing after to be that person. And what better person to model after than the person you actually want to be? But in order to get there, you have to make that choice. And that's going to be where I hold this podcast, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you guys all very, very much. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, I would really, really, really appreciate it if you just screenshot it, post it on your Instagram, and tag, me. I don't have an Instagram for the podcast, but tag me just so I can say thank you. I don't repost everyone because I don't want to spam, but I see every single post, and it means so much. And if you're listening to this right now, I've met a couple of you guys lately at just some events I've been at, and you guys have all come up and said like, hey, I love the podcast. And I'm like, hey, have you left a review? And you're like, oh no, I always, you know, I listen to it when I'm in the car, or I'm always listening to this. Guys, if you listen to this podcast, please, please do me a favor and just drop that review. It takes you 2 seconds. You don't have to write anything. I mean, the written ones help, but all you got to do is give it 5 stars and help this podcast grow, and I appreciate it so, so much. And I'll catch up with you guys in the next one.